Hey, Dig, have you got a minute?
Actually, I don't. I've got... You're sitting down, so apparently I do. Keep it short, okay?
Look at you, being all boss-like.
Box, what's up?
Gilstrap.
What about him?
He's always here. Always hanging around. I get tired of it. He's always watching and taking notes. I feel like a Kardashian.
If it helps... You don't look anything like a Kardashian.
Can't we do something about him?
What would you have me do? He's a good guy. If it wasn't for him, nobody would know anything about what we do.
And the bad part of that would be?
Oh, come on, Box. You love the attention. Readers send you marriage proposals. They think you're hot.
Gilstrap always makes fun of my size.
So now you're sensitive? Holy crap, big guy. Are there mirrors in your house? You're friggin' huge! So? Look, the world needs to know the crap that's going on in D.C. President Darmond and his crew are completely out of control. If Gilstrap didn't write it down, there'd be no record.
But if he gets in the way...
He's never gotten in the way. He's just there. And he lets you blow stuff up.
Well, there is that. What's he calling the next book?
Against All Enemies, coming out in July.
That's the one about the coup we broke up, right?
Exactly. I've read the manuscript, and I think he nailed it. Gilstrap stays, and you're going to be nice to him. He's on our side.
Fine.
Good. Now leave me alone, please. Vinice just told me that one of our ops has come back to bite us in the ass. Remember the kid we snatched from the sex ring about 10, 11 years ago?
Ethan somebody.
Ethan Falk. Well, he's in trouble again.